Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Desiring God's Will, Aligning Our Hearts with the Heart of God, by David G. Benner. Narrated by William Saris. Foreword. Saint Ignatius Loyola, to whom David Benner refers frequently in this very helpful book, composed the first formal retreat in the Church's history, the Spiritual Exercises, in the 16th century. His small manual contains the classic rules for discernment of the divisive spirits at work in our lives, that we may recognize and follow God's voice despite the many conflicting voices, the world, the flesh, and the devil, that we hear. While David Benner gives some basic introductory guidelines in his final chapter for the actual process of discerning, his real topic here is, as the title indicates, desiring God's will. Before we can discern, we must be properly disposed to do so. In fact, the whole dynamic of Ignatius's exercises is to bring the retreatant to that open, listening attitude in which real discernment is possible. David Benner, being both a psychologist and a spiritual director, has a unique perspective in assisting the contemporary prayer to achieve that true openness which is essential for genuine discernment. As he explains, the real choice we all face is between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of self. He then explains the many ways that we can become trapped in the kingdom of self, and the many ways the choice of the kingdom of God is today countercultural. His numerous experiential examples, drawn both from his own life and from the lives of those he has directed, give us concrete insight into the challenges we ourselves may face. Benner's sources are truly ecumenical, in the best sense of that word. He cites many of the great masters of spirituality, past and present. The book thus achieves a happy balance of tradition and contemporary relevance, seen by recalling that Saint Ignatius himself begins his Spiritual Exercises, number 23, with what is known as the principle and foundation. He tells the retreatant that our only end is the glory of God and our own salvation. Everything else on the face of the earth is, and must be used as, a means to that sole end. Ignatius does not claim that this is an easy stance to achieve. The whole of the retreat is to help the retreatant to come to that disposition. And that, I believe, is precisely what David Benner is proclaiming in contemporary language. The challenging call to choose the kingdom of God rather than the kingdom of self. Father Thomas Green, S.J., San Jose Seminary, Manila, Philippines.